God put grass on the floor. That's the reason why the ball should be on the floor.
Proud to reach 50 years. I'm not looking forward to the next 50, mind.
Had almost 6 minutes of injury time. Blow your whistle, for goodness sake.
It wasn't to be. No Russian to book that flight. But we're still here for you, comrades, with some quality Welsh football.
I'm Gabby Amos, the physio at Carmarthen Town, and you are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Weber and Jonah.
Changes at Connors Quay and a brilliant interview with the man who's led Avon Leider for 50 years to come. But first, Jonah, you've managed to have a sit down after that game. You were there at the Cardiff City Stadium. What's your reaction on the men's national team?
Oh, just most probably the same as everybody else, really, Mark. Absolutely, you know, gutted in the end. It was a tough campaign all the way through. We thought we did enough. We won our last, you know, we were brilliant in our last couple of games, clean sheets, you know, and it's just gutted, you know, almost speechless, mate. It's hard to pick yourself up. You know, I can imagine what the players are like. I can imagine what Chris Coleman and company are like. They've been fantastic for us over the last couple of years. So I'll say straight away, you know, I'm not the type of person to jump on people's back because they have been brilliant for us, but it was one hurdle too much. Perhaps to ask for 4 or 5 clean sheets in a row is just don't happen in football, and somebody's going to make a mistake along the way. Sometime a goal's not going to go in, and unfortunately for us, it was tonight, and disappointed, Mac.
Well, look, we're talking literally just minutes after that game, and I'm already looking on Twitter and seeing some of the comments blaming players, blaming other people, blaming, you know, we weren't good enough. Well, look, I think we just need to get a bit of perspective here. And like, it's fair enough, it's hard to get a bit of perspective, isn't it, when you're just minutes away from what happened there. Right, so let's chuck a few things in to remember this. If you're still feeling a little bit down about that result as you're listening to this podcast, please remember where we've come from in Welsh football. If you'd gone and spoken to a Welsh fan, get a time machine, go back to speak to a Welsh fan about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, and tell them what you've just seen in France and the experiences we all had over there. They'd bite your hand off for that alone. Welsh football has come so far. There's quite a few people to thank for that. Most notably, of course, I would argue, Chris Coleman and Ossian Roberts and the backroom staff there. And they've got us into a position of not only actually getting us into a tournament, but believing we could get into another tournament, and still making us believe, despite what's happened this week, that we can get into the next Euros or even Qatar's World Cup. And I think that's worth remembering sometimes. The other thing I'd say is, you could point to any game, really, that Wales have played and say, you know, something wasn't right or somebody wasn't right individually. We won 1 point, we should have won 3. You can't just blame it, really, Jonah, I think, on this one game which happened half an hour ago, can you?
No, Mark, definitely not. Listen, that Ashley Williams has made a mistake. He's most probably been the greatest captain we've ever had. He led us to the Euros. He was fantastic in the Euros. You know, he's had a brilliant, brilliant Welsh career, and we thank him very highly for that, and the players who took us to the Euros, like you said. Mark, if you were there tonight at 7:45 when the 30,000 Welshmen sung that anthem, I think that would have been one of the highlights. Yeah, it was sung over in the Euros. I was there myself, right? But when they sang that tonight at the Cardiff City Stadium, my Heimwal Advanhada, it was brilliant. And that's how far Welsh football have come behind. There was 30,000 Welsh fans there. The players, the staff, everybody. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but they were all together. And I totally, Mark, agree with you. I know we're in the game. We're, you know, we do a podcast. We have, obviously, our television show, Scorio, which, you know, But the game is television, the game is radio and everything like that. But I just don't like some of these people. I think they make up these, you know, accusations. Oh, should Coleman stay? A minute after we're knocked out, and they got people all ringing, should Coleman stay? He's been magnificent for us, right? Absolutely magnificent. And, you know, I'm proud to support him. Really, really am proud to support him. It's lifted our Welsh Premier League. It's lifted our grassroots level of football. Everything has lifted, right, since this backroom team and the manager have been together. So, hey, let's get together. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll start our own petition to keep, you know, stop stupid petitions to get rid of managers just because they lose one game. They've been fantastic, Wales, and let's build again for the next tournament.
Yeah, I've got to say, we're probably the reason half of this stuff happens. We are, like you say, part of this 24-hour media, aren't we? Where me and you are doing this podcast and social media and people react to that. And yeah, that's the way society is, I suppose. But all I'm saying to people is, you know, for all the unhappiness or anger or, you know, thinking one player could have done better than another, you know, let's really think about where this nation's come from and that we are still in a position to go on and win the next tournament and the tournament after that. We actually believe now that it's right that we should be in these tournaments and not luck. Anyway, look, let's change the mood, Jonah. Let's talk about other stuff. More tales of the unexpected this weekend. Prestatyn turning it round on the death. Bala losing again. Draws for Aberyn Druids. Thinking about the Welsh Premier League, Jonah, what was your highlight of last weekend?
They say, I think Prestatyn and Carmarthen was a great game by all accounts. You know, Carmarthen, I don't know, down the bottom, they went away and they scored two goals away from home, which is usually good enough. But Prestatyn seemed to be, you know, an up and at 'em team, especially at Bastion Gardens. They got a young side. They're playing right, you know, as shown again, they played right the way through to the 93rd minute. It's a couple of late goals they've got this season out to gain themselves points, Prestatyn. So, and they, you know, they're trying to push to be mid table. So far, you know, they're pushing that way. That was obviously a great game of football, and Carmarthen can obviously take the positives there by scoring two away from home, and they just have to get it right now and start climbing the table. Aberyn Barry, I think it was the one draw of the weekend, what people might have thought, but I just think it's a decent point for Barry. They say Aberyn need a win, and under Nevier, Neville needs a win, but it's a point. It's a point again to get his team, you know, to get his team starting to climb up the table. Bala, it has to be said, disappointing for Bala because, you know, they have lost a couple of games in a row now and they need to start getting it right. You know, Colin needs to get them together to, you know, show what they're all about, because Bangor, again, nicking a win 1-0, it wasn't happening over the last couple of seasons. Moistegid was one of the hardest places to go in the league. So they just need to get it right there again, start from the basics again. And start climbing their way back into the top six. Cardiff Met, I think, was just about predictable. Llandud know have had a great start of the season, and they're just, you know, last couple of games they found it hard going. And the Met at home 1-0 pushed their way into the top three once again. And Kevin Druids and Newtown are 0-0. Only two goals between five games there to separate, you know, 10 teams, which is showing how tight this Welsh Premier League is, Mark, and is going to be all the way through the season, if you ask me.
Well, let's hear the sound of success. Interviews with the weekend winners. First off, Bangor's Kevin Nicholson, and then Cardiff Met's Christian Edwards.
If you're a new signing and you're a striker and you come in on your first appearance and get off the mark straight away, there's nothing better than that. So we just hope, you know, that's the first of many to come for him. You know, he was certainly a presence up there for us in that second half, and delighted for him. We spoke to the players about utilising the wide areas more in the second half, because obviously they were playing with a diamond throughout, so the space was always down the side and trying to get 2v1s against their fullbacks, and we felt that we did that better second half. And we were putting pressure on, obviously, for I think a 10-minute spell before we scored. So I thought at that time we deserved to score. I mean, obviously we went on that run, a good run, didn't we, before we lost to Barry last week. And I think obviously what today was about bouncing back from that defeat at the first time of asking. We've done that, and we've done it at a very, very difficult place to come and play. Huge 3 points, excellent clean sheet, and the players can be delighted with their afternoon's work.
Bad DNA is about playing football. God put grass on the floor. That's the reason why the ball should be on the floor. And that's what we stick to. And as I said, Alan's a good friend of mine. I knew his team would want to play football, which they do. And at Patches, they play some good football. But I thought we were superior today in the way we did it. And you know, we do have the black stuff as such. The 10 other people that get the ball to Jordan Lammer, and the star then shines. And that's exactly what Jordan did today. I thought he absolutely terrorised their right back at times.
And what about the draw specialist? Let's hear from Newtown's Chris Hughes.
Look, I think if you're not going to win the game, and I think at times you're a little bit frustrated with our decision-making on a final ball, but if you're not going to win the game, you make sure that the least you you come away with is a point, and we've done that in the last two away trips now, so that's pleasing after the Barry game where we lost, and you know, perhaps felt we didn't do ourselves justice, but you know, it was a good point against a good team. Got good quality from the two fullbacks, and they put the ball in your box. They've got two centre forwards who've played in the league now for a while and know what it's about. But you know, like I said, I thought we defended it really well. Great, it's a good dog-eared display when you come to, you know, teams who are doing well. Let's not forget, you know, the teams they've beaten in the last few weeks. You know, they're on a good spell. Good, you know, got good momentum coming today. So, you know, last week we saw the performance where it was we were good on the ball, good on the front foot, and today you've seen us where, you know, we've defended our box really well, and we've done what we needed to do to keep a clean sheet, and that's a pleasing point.
Well, of course, we've got to say congratulations to Barry's Carl McLagan for his Player of the Month award. Now, Connors Keogh hit the headlines this week as long-term investor Gary Dewhurst tweeted he would be winding down his investment in the club. We did ask Gary and the club to come on the podcast. They both declined. The club did say that there's a statement on their website if you want to read about it. You know, John, I'm going to miss Gary's late-night musings on Twitter about the state of Welsh football. Joking aside, though, he has made a significant contribution to Welsh football, and I think that's worth a note, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, things going really well at Connors Keogh Nomads since Gary got involved. He brought Andy Morrison in as a manager. They've been in Europe the last 2 years. They've had a fantastic turnaround. And I just hope that things can get sorted out and Gary has a bit of, maybe have a change of mind and stick with Connors Keogh, because, you know, they're one of the big boys now in Welsh football. They, you know, for Connors Keogh to represent the town of Connors Keogh in Europe for the last two seasons is a massive achievement. And I just hope, you know, they take stock, they look where they've come from. They're not going to win the league overnight. It takes so much hard work. Morrison's built up a great squad. He's got a belief there. If this is going to be the year for them to challenge TNS all the way, surely now is the time to stick together and just say, hey, come on, we can do it together and let's try and win the league and take it on from here. Morrison done a great job at Connors Keogh. The Connors Keogh players have done well over the last couple of years. And I just hope, you know, the chairman and the committee get it together and they stick together and keep the improvement going of the football club.
Well, look, the club have said that there's no danger to current salaries, current staff, or even current plans. They want to be more of a community club. But, Juddy, you've been sniffing around and getting the inside track on this. I mean, where does this really leave the Nomads now? I mean, they've already started to go down the road, haven't they, of this full-time. They've got some full-time players. There's a grand aim for the whole club to be full-time. Does that process get reversed because of this, or what do you think?
Well, long-term, If the chairman says, you know, he's going to finish in 18 months' time, obviously long term it's not going to go down that road to full time, is it? Because it's hard to get people in. But all I hope is it's showed that the Connors Keogh area of Wales can stand up and play football in Europe. Their name's on the European map, and like I said earlier on, I hope they stick together and keep doing what they've done over the last couple of years, because every club. Don't get me wrong, every Welsh football club needs a Gary Dewhurst.
And of course, I'd like to say our deepest sympathies from everybody here at the podcast to the family of Liam Simpson. If you haven't heard this story yet, Liam Simpson played for Holywell Town, very active in the club and obviously the community, struck by a hit and run driver a few days ago and unfortunately died. Now, the response by the Welsh football community has been outstanding, as you would expect. Bucket collections in various games last weekend across North Wales. Gillsfield's chairman has found £1,000 from the club or the back pocket of his own pocket to give to the family of Liam to help towards funeral costs, etc. It's sad, obviously. The two emotions I have, though, I have the sadness of that life lost, but I also have happiness in the sense of I'm really proud of the way that Welsh football has come together as a community to help that family and that club. Like I say, it's not unexpected. I know how we all rally round in this Welsh football world, this crazy Welsh football world, but I'm very proud of what various clubs have done over the past few days to help the family of Liam. Okay, TNS continue to be one of Scotland's most successful cup sides after beating Elgin. Here's WPL Manager of the Month, Scott Rusko, after that game.
Yeah, happy with it. You know, another four goals, another clean sheet, and overall, I thought we dominated the game and, you know, put in a decent performance.
I notice, Jonah, we haven't mentioned the sponsor of said cup competition, have we? Now, let me tell you why, people. I sent an email to the marketing department of said soft drinks company a few weeks ago. I think, you know, obviously me and Jonah get paid millions to do this podcast, but I think we deserve some perks now and again. And one of the perks was, I thought, come on, we mention your name, your soft drink in the name of the competition. So how about sending us some bottles of the stuff? So, here you go, Jonah. This is the email I got back. Hi, Mark. Thanks for getting in touch regarding product for your presenters. As you can imagine, we get lots of requests for product, and we need to assess each against our current and future brand objectives. Unfortunately, on this occasion, we'll be unable to provide you the support, but thank you again for reaching out, and all the best for the future. The Iron Brew team. We're not worthy of free Iron Brew, Jonah.
I think it was a fantastic answer from Iron Brew. Right, you just can't have people ringing up and asking for freebies all the time, Weber. Come on, stop it. Just keep supporting TNS in the competition. Let's get to the final, and I'll tell you what I'll do with you. I'll buy you a magnum of Iron Brew if TNS get to the final. Fact.
Mate, we've done more for Iron Brew's profits than that snowman ad they run at Christmas.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sure the town of Oswestry will keep drinking Iron Brew if they TNS keep playing like they did in the tournament this Saturday. Absolutely disposed of Elgin. I spoke to a lot of Elgin City fans at half time, and they were really, really impressed with the standard of football. And they did ask, as they would, they were decent fans as well, as about 100 of them. They were asking a question, what is this the standard of this league? And I said, yeah, TNS do win the league. They have won the league the last six seasons, but they're the clubs trying and catching up with them, definitely, I said, and they're playing to a decent standard. And they could not believe the standard of football what was being played. So, look, the Iron Brew competition's been nothing, I think, but good for Welsh clubs, especially for TNS, because they're proving how good a football team they are to the rest of, you know, parts of Great Britain.
Stop mentioning their name.
Okay.
From now on, we will refer to them either as the Iron Poo Cup or that Scottish thing that TNS are in. And I want them to win it, but that is how we will refer to it on this podcast until we get our orange drink.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can die of thirst, but thank you very much.
Right, anyway, there was some giant gilling to be had in the Welsh Cup last weekend, wasn't there? Real boss Niall McGuinness resigning after they were beaten by Llandudno Albion. Bit of a giant killing there. And in the Portalbert region, all three teams from there slayed by underdogs. Britain Ferry halted Goitre United's impressive unbeaten run. Portalbert lost to Aberbargo Buds. And Avonlea, we'll hear more from them in a minute, lost 5-2 away to STM Sports. All of those giant killings impressive, Joan. I mean, what's your thoughts on them? And was there any other scores that came to mind with you?
Well, them three scores, like you said, the Ferry maybe is not that much of a giant killing because they're in the same league, even though Goitre United are top. You know, it's an all first division tie. But the one that stands out, I think, is STM 5-2. You know, that's a bit of a hiding in the Welsh Cup. I don't think many people seen that coming. They have got a very good forward line down at STM. Gareth Morgan, their manager, texted me on Saturday night on the way back from TNS and said, we definitely fancied it. And the boy who scored a hat-trick, Lamin Conte, is making a real name for himself. I spoke to Lee DeVault and Liam McCreesh on Sunday, asking how he played, and he said he was absolutely excellent. He's one to watch for the future. So, yeah, STM, you know, it's a fantastic result. If you're in the second division and you're beating the first division team at any level by 5-2, then for me that has to be the performance of the round. And Conte, I think, has to have the chance of being player of the round.
And yeah, we got to big up STM because actually they're the only people that listen to us, aren't they? They're big fans of the podcast, I understand, Jonah.
Yeah, definitely. They say they tell us they're listening every week. And listen, if you go out and play good Welsh football at this standard, you'll get on this podcast and hopefully they carry on over the next couple of years. And I think they're a very, very progressive club. Once they get in the first division, mate, they got chances of being on television every other week as well, because that's what the Welsh, you know, Premier League system gives you: publicity and television.
Coming back to Goitre United, I know you say that Britain Ferry in the same league. Yep, that's absolutely true. But we mustn't forget Coventry United were on a run of, what, 12 games unbeaten? Or I don't know how many it was, but it was a significant unbeaten run that Britton Ferry ended. So they weren't dealing with a side that was just going to roll over here.
No, absolutely. It's a great win. It is a great win for the Ferry. And I think, by all accounts, Lee John stood up and said they outplayed us and they deserved the win, which is, you know, it's good, it's decent being a, you know, bit of... Sometimes it takes a lot of bottle to when you've been knocked out of a big competition, and this is the biggest competition these clubs will play in. Obviously disappointed because the financial rewards are excellent in this competition, and for John O to say, hey, well done to the Ferry, they must have played really well in defeating him.
And we must mention that a couple of nails were bitten over at Pontyclun Pencoed because that went to penalties in 8-7, I think that finished, wasn't it? Oh, there's the phone! The phone's arrived!
Well, that's an amateur league, yeah, and South Wales Alliance League in a Welsh Cup. Anybody in a Welsh Cup at this stage from the Alliance League is a fantastic run for them. And we all know, right, it just enhances the rest of your season. It makes your league form better. Everybody, if you're an underdog beating a top side, they look forward to their game next week. There's more competition for places. So anybody who's done well so far in a Welsh Cup, good luck in a draw and keep your run going.
So let's have a look at that round two draw because it happened the other day. In the South Pool, it's Carmarthen United against Bridgend Street. Goitre FC of Gwent, of course. This is brilliant. How did this draw turn out? Britton Ferry, who beat Goitre United, end up drawing Goitre FC in the next round. Then it's Penydarren against STM Sports. Pencoed Athletics against Pontypridd Town, Caerphilly against Penryn Cork, Ammanford against Llantwit Major, Cwmbran Celtic against Llanelli Town, and then Haverford West host Aberbargoed Buds. Now in the more southern section now, Penybont against Monmouth Town, Tonpentra against Pantaig. Then in the north, it's Slay Miners Welfare against Flint Town United, Airbus host Saltney, Hollywell host Gillsfield, Brickfield Rangers host Ruthin Town, Llandudno Junction end up at Denby Town, Gresford play Conwy, SC Penley play Porthmadog, Buckley play Llandudno Albion, Caer Suws will host Llanrheadr and Mochrant, at Carnarvon Town will play Berrio. Now, going back to Avon Lido, of course, bad news for them on the score front this week, but Jonah caught up with a very special man last week. Phil Robinson has had one job or another from steward to secretary at the Avon Lido for 50 years since its inception. The founder man of it, really. He's recently had a stroke. He's still determined to serve that club, though, and here's what he had to say to Jonah.
Phil, the club has won the cup three times. They call it the League Cup at present. This is the Nathaniel Carr's MG Cup. Would that be some of your greatest moments in Avon Lido's history since you've been there?
Yeah, I think so, other than getting into Europe, of course. But the first 2 years of the Welsh Premier League, we won that cup. And I think it was the last time we won it was about 7 years ago.
Yes, I think you won it on penalties, didn't you?
That's right, in Aberystwyth, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Against, was it Newtown?
Newtown, yes. We also won it on penalties. I believe that was
the first year.
Bangor.
I think you did.
Yes, and in the other game, the other cup final, we beat Kaisus in the final.
And you've been involved for 50 years. Obviously, your son's been involved, Mark, as well. But, you know, he's been fantastic for the Lido. Great to see, you know, the family involvement. I mean, Mark's wife's always at games. Your wife always at games. It's been a real family affair for yourselves and the Lido.
Yeah, that's right. The younger son, Neil, as well. He played for the club for many years. He now runs the clubhouse. So we're all involved. It's all family. So, yeah, I was proud to reach 50 years. I'm not looking forward to the next 50, mind, but...
Well, Phil, we've had some great characters in this league, and you have to be one of the standout characters of the league. We know you've had a bit of bad health the last couple of weeks or months, but everybody in the Welsh Premier League and in the Welsh League is all rooting for you. You're looking really well tonight, and we hope to see you for, the next 10 Nathaniel Carr Cups at least, OK?
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm on the mend now, so hopefully I'm looking forward to the season. I'm watching every single game. It's at the club of all age groups and so on. I'm really enjoying it at the moment, and I can't wait for the rest of the celebrations this season. Because it's 50 years, there's a few being organised. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Jonah, there are a lot of people who've worked very hard for many years in Welsh football, aren't they? But Phil's contribution, I think, has been truly exceptional, hasn't it?
I think when you just, you know, you only got to say it in that number, Mark, 50 years. 50 years. And listen, for 6 or 7, 8 years, I was the enemy to the Lido. I was a manager of their near neighbours, Port Talbot, and we had some wonderful derbies where there was a lot of, you know, slating and venom involved in them. But you'd always just keep respect for people, and he's the type of bloke I've always kept respect for. 50 years at one club, building one club, still there, and he's come back after his illness. Absolutely tremendous, Phil. Well done
indeed, Phil. Now, you, the podcast listener, listening to us now, this is where I need your help. Because, look, I think Phil is worthy of an honour for this. I'm sure the FAW have honoured him. I don't know whether they have. But there are bigger prizes out there that I think are worthy of Phil's recognition, or the recognition of Phil. So this is what I have done, and I hope you, dear listener, will follow me and get this through the door. I have nominated Phil Robinson for the St. David's Award, which is the one that the Welsh Government gives out on St. David's Day, for service to the community. Now, I filled in a form online on the Welsh Government website for the St. David's Award, saying what I think Phil deserves the honour, his tireless service to the community, inspiring the next generation. You think of the thousands of kids in Talbot who wouldn't be playing football without Phil. It's as simple as that for me. Now, what I need is your help, because I filled in the nomination form and nominated him, but they say he's got a better chance of winning if there are supporting voices as well. So please, can you go to the Welsh Government website in the next couple of days? We need to sort this by the 18th of October. Go to the Welsh Government website or look for St. David's Awards on Twitter. Go into the nominations page for the Community Award, and it'll tell you how you supply supporting information to back me up. Please do back me up, because I think, even as you've said, Jonah, Talbot Town fans recognise what Phil has done for football in South Wales.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. He's an absolute, genuine football man.
Right, OK. Before we go, let's have a look at the games ahead coming up this weekend. It's another Thursday night Facebook game, Newtown hosting Bala. Here's what Bala Town's Andrew Jones thinks of that.
Although we played a bit better today, you know, you'd rather play poorly and take points, and that's the main thing. We need to start picking up points. But as I say, we did show some positive football today, some good phases of play and stuff like that. So hopefully, as Fisher said, we'll start turning those performances into points and, you know, climb up the table.
And then the rest are 2:30 Saturday kickoffs. They are Bangor hosting the Met, Barry hosting Kevin Druids, Carmarthen against Nomads, New Saints hosting Prestatyn, and Llandudno for Aberystwyth. So that's about our lot for this week. And we have to say goodbye, Jonah. Say goodbye.
Yeah, Mac, and like you said just before we leave, you know, I just want to emphasise again what a great couple of seasons it's been following the Welsh football. The whole profile of the game, the whole profile of the game has been raised by the people who've been in charge over the last couple of years, Chris Coleman, you know, Arshon Roberts and company. Listen, well done. Keep it going.
And I finish with John Peel's favourite Welsh band, and they were gracing cassette players around Wales when the league started in 1992. Hashtag Ysgol Hen. Let's have a bit of datblygu. My Sea, Heb y Barnu nac yn Stadlu. Hwyl fawr.
Pan oedd yr heddlu'n curo y glowyr, o'n i ond yn aros amdan at ti. Pan roddodd Bob Geldof ei law yn ein poced, o'n i ond yn chwarae heb ddati. A phan oedd hi'n gwadu ein bod yn gymuned, o'n i ond am gymuno gyda ti. A phan o'ch chyfiwyd i'r rac o dan gabed, o'n i am y dillad gwely dros ym ni. Ar maes i, heb y barnu na'r cystadlu. Maes i, heb y barnu na'r cystadlu. Maes i. Maes i. Pan penderfynon nhw ddechrau y rhyfel, mi wel
y ddelwedd mewn rimau o ffilm. Seithon nhw i bwyd o y Hollywood newydd, y syllais i arno cyn symud i hyn. Unwaith mi wisgo Hitler fel menyw, priod o'r feddwyn oedd yn yfed cymaint a ni. Arosodd un fath long disti ar Eli, tynnu'r holion oedd yn rhaid ac yna ei golchi ar maes i. Heb y barnu na'r cystadlu, maes i. Heb y barnu na'r cystadlu, o maes i. O maes i. Barbara Woodhouse a sain mynd i ddansio fel E&C. Ond condemniad y ffordd yr adeiladwyd y wal Berlin sydd ryngdo mi. Sai am agor lan fel hyn blwydd i wedi dagrau am addewidion fi. Am beth waith mae dy gofio yn felus, ond hyn o'n mae'r cofio yn dristach na chig ar maes i. Heb y barnu na'r cystadlu, maes i. Heb y barnu na'r cystadlu, o